Hour number two. It is grilling season. Mike, today's the last of the cold days. And today's not cold. Let's don't misconstrue that.
Felt cold to me, Mickey.
It did. Preach. Preach. Good point. It's cold. Now, so let me see what I got right now. Currently 32. Yeah, that's cold. You're right, Mike. I stand corrected. But last of the cold days, because high 51 today, that's okay. Tomorrow 65, Friday 75, Saturday 82, Sunday 88. Then 79, we're in the 60s and 70s throughout the rest of March. It's grilling season is my point. And when I say grilling season, you know, get the – there's a great deals going over right now with the Boston Butts. Go get you some brisket. Go get you some scallops and some shrimp and some salmon. Man, you're gonna love it. They're gonna take care of that. And then, you know, they special cut anything you want over there. They'll take the time to special cut things. I love they've got the filet mignons, and then they got the thick filet mignons, and they've got these pork chops, and they've got the thick cut pork chops. And it's grilling season, man. So no matter if it's poultry or pork or beef, let them take care of you, man. Go by and see our great friends at Ingles. And while you're there, if you don't take advantage of the coconut cream pie and the vanilla cream sodas, you're missing it. But no, we love it. Pharmacy, florist, bakery, deli, salad bar, olive bar. I'm craving a little caprese this morning, a little caprese salad. Get in touch with our great friends. Low prices, love the savings, love my great friends at Ingles. Telephone number 654-ROAR. Got a bunch to do in this segment. Dr. Martin's going to get in touch with us at 725. I've got one already.
Good
question for him.
On the Roar. Who's this?
So, Mike, your mic's on there. So,
Sorry about that,
that's
Mickey.
Okay, buddy. That's all right. Get your questions in for Dr. Martin. With that said, let me get one in here now. Bradley and Easley. Good morning, Mickey. I know the logistics play a big part in the Houston area with a huge Hispanic following, but I'd say the crowd was 70-30 in favor of Venezuela. Proud moment last night when Bryce Harper hit the home run. I love the World Baseball Classic. Hats off to Venezuela. Great game. Love the show, brother. Bradley and Easley. Been riding with you all the way since the AM days, the old recruiting shows. That's too kind of you, Bradley. I'm going to tell you, I think the World Baseball Classic, the stock rose as much as any one sport event. It was almost like Olympic hockey. And it did something. The two things, the one thing that both those two events had in common is the national pride and the patriotism. You could see it on the Venezuela players' face, and the American players too, by the way. The Americans poured everything they had into it too. It takes that kind of patriotism to put that kind of emotion into it. Now, this is what we've had. We're trying to throw it away in college. But a Georgia Bulldog fan that lives and dies with Georgia and can go to Indianapolis and win a national championship, and you see the unbridled emotion come pouring out of the faces of Georgia fans. Florida basketball fans last year, national championship game. You've been a Florida fan all your life. You're Gator through and through. Your granddad and your grandmom went there. They met in Gainesville. You're Gator. Come on, Gators, get up and go. And you poured out. Clemson in Tampa and in Santa Clara. You see that. And in Miami. You see that. What is that pouring out of the emotions? That's what the Olympic hockey team did. That's what the Venezuela baseball team did, and the United States as well. That's that extra oomph in there where you're that much invested into it, where it's your family. You feel that much into it. That sells in sports. It doesn't happen often. It can happen in the Ryder Cup. It can happen in the Olympics. It can happen. It's a lot of country stuff. It can happen in college football. But major fan bases, masses of people. I'm not talking about like, the North Carolina women's lacrosse, you know, their families and all that. Yeah, whatever. I'm talking about masses, millions of people following and watching it. It was unbelievable. It went way up in my book last night. Tiger Diagnostic phone lines. Good morning, Snapbook. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mickey. Was just leaving the house, coming down Crestview, and the daggum school bus pulled out in front of me, run me off the road and all that kind of stuff. I guess missed the Snapbook moonlight again. Man.
Hey, I got
save
some
up for an Easter dress or something. I don't know. Wow.
I like it. Hey, I got something for you. Yesterday, I had a two-hour golf lesson, and what we worked on, I would have never tried in a million years and didn't think I needed to do it and all that, and I got a lot of work to do in it. But I texted a friend of mine last night who I played hundreds of rounds of golf with, and I said, how many times have you seen me fade an iron shot? And he says, no. Well, that's because the club's coming so far inside out and face is closed and all that stuff. Anyway, it is so nice to see that ball fall to the right a little bit. But my point through all that is just a little bit of hope, man. You know, that's what a golf lesson is about. Or
yeah,
that's what a recruiting class is about. You know, like just a little tiny bit. That's what spring training is about in baseball. Man, it's so good to have hope that it's going to get better.
No doubt. No doubt. Are you comfortable with watching an iron shot fall to the right yet?
I would we do this in golf all the time. For everybody out there that hits it left to right, all they want to do is hit it right to left. I've been hitting it right to left for years. All I want to do is hit it left to right. But my buddy said it best. When you got a blonde, you want a brunette. You got a brunette, you want a redhead. Like, we always want what we don't have. And so all drawers of the ball, we yearn for the days that the ball fall right a little bit. And the same thing with faders. That all they want is just to fall a little bit left. We always want, because the grass is always greener for those other guys, you know?
I feel comfortable watching the ball fall to the right with the longer clubs. It's just from, like, I don't know, from like 6 iron down, it just, I can't get used to, I don't have confidence in, you know, just a little butter fade in it. I guess it's just like decades of watching it, you know, at least trundle left. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
I just
you know where to aim
it. Yeah.
You know where to start and where to point it.
Well, yeah, exactly. And I've played golf from that position for so many years.
Yeah.
It just feels natural.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that I wouldn't want to change it. So, may get out and play in the morning. Me and my future son-in-law Brock have the day off tomorrow. We plan on doing. I'm gonna try to get out there and play tomorrow morning, but from noon till midnight, we're doing nothing but watching basketball, Mickey. What a great time of the year. I mean, it's just great.
Will you ask him, will you ask Blake when you see him, like, what time the Gamecocks play in the tournament?
Well, I already, it's Brock, and I've already.
Brock, I'm sorry, Brock.
I think I wrote, we have a whiteboard calendar.
Okay.
In our house,
right.
And I wrote up Gamecock tournament seed, ?
Okay,
so
good.
There you go.
Yeah,
just trying to mess with him a little bit. So, but he's going to say, well, those women, you know, we're playing UConn in the championship game. You know, he's always got a retort. He's just, you know, one of those guys.
But yeah, that's right. He's good.
You got to love him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, bless his heart. Bless his heart. Mickey, appreciate it.
Thank you, Snapbook. Appreciate the phone call. Texture said, I don't care which way it falls, I just don't want it to slice. Yeah, that's falling, if you're right-handed, that's falling way right. I don't want to make it fall way right. 8940 said, I'm a lefty and hit a fade naturally. It feels like lefties are just more comfortable with fades. Why is that? I asked Dave Littlefield one time when he was the general manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates. I had him on the air, and I was like, why do left-handed hitters look like that they're better low ball hitters? Have you noticed that? I mean, it just looks somewhat natural for a left-handed hitter to be a better low ball hitter.
I've never really noticed that.
Part of it, he talked about, is that you see a lot of left-handed hitters that throw right-handed. And if the power hand is on the bottom of the bat with the grip, then you'll see that being a better low ball hitter. I never thought about that. So I guess the guys that throw left at bat right, you might see the same thing. But there's fewer of that, there's fewer guys that throw left and bat right than there are that throw right and bat left. So we'll see. Had a great baseball practice yesterday, too. My dad's a good day. Got a two-hour golf lesson. Got to spend some time with my daughter, who's getting better now, and my wife and my kid, and then we, baseball practice. I'll tell you a quick story, Mike, before we get to Alan.
All right.
So I'm an assistant coach on this baseball team, and our head coach has to go to drill this weekend, right? Go serve this weekend. And he said, man, I can't be here Thursday. Can you take the equipment and run practice with us on Thursday? I went, yeah, man, of course I can, sure. And so when I got that, I walked the equipment home, and in the bag, the equipment bag, you know, every baseball team's got the equipment bag. There's a catcher's mask, chest protector, and chin guards. And Drake's like, Dad, I got to try it on, man. So so we play a joke on my wife. He puts the stuff on, and he's like, I said, Mom, look, Drake's got a new position. And, you know, she's the typical mom of, not my baby. My baby's not getting hurt back there. But he's like, Mom, I'm the toughest player on the team anyway. I'm gonna go do it. Anyway, it'd be interesting to see. But just to see, you know, put him in a little catcher's outfit. Isn't that great? Like, the first time you put on shin guards?
Yes.
Chest protector? Like, the first time you do that, like, oh, man.
Man, I remember when we played Pee Wee football, we got those new foam elbow pads.
Oh, man. We thought we had some, didn't we?
Yes.
Let me get Alan in Greenville, 654 Roar. Get your Dr. Martin questions in on the Ask the Curve text line. Hey, good morning, Alan. How you doing?
Hey, doing fine. Just traveling in Atlanta and then headed up to Athens on the way home today, working through there. Man, just tell your wife that Drake, man, he may end up like that catcher from Georgia Tech, man, and just be the best athlete there is.
What a player that Lackey kid is. I mean, did you hear yesterday's show, Alan? I asked Eric Baxter about it. He said, well, that's what $100 million looks like. I said, what? $100 million player. How about that?
You got it. A couple things. Basketball, just reminding people, if they're in town in Greenville, go down and watch the practice. I don't think I'm going to get back in time for that, but usually it's free. Go down there, walk right down to the front row and watch North Carolina, watch Duke, watch whoever else is in town to practice. It's a really cool deal. Just a reminder of that.
That's really cool.
I told you when I was traveling down Monday, I was going to the fall line. That may be the best one I've seen, Mick. Now, in that kind of style golf course, kind of Australian. One course is Australian style. One is Lynx style.
Oh,
middle of nowhere, Butler and Mauk, Georgia, M-A-U-K. They're going to have a maximum of 100 members. If you ever get it to play, put it on your list. It is spectacular. Way better in person than I saw on the screen.
So, well, the screens look great, too, because when you mentioned it to me, I'd never heard of it, obviously, because I don't have a million-dollar initiation fee. They're not even invited to be a member. But that Australian look of those bunkers being cut up into the greens like that?
Yes, you can literally put it right off into the bunker, or you can, if you're lining up a putt, you can just back right off into the bunker.
Yes.
That's what Royal Melbourne looks like.
Yes.
I got to work with that superintendent at the Masters one year. He sat with me on number 10, and that's what it looks like. It's incredible.
It looks absolutely gorgeous. So are they open now? Is it both courses opened up now? Okay.
Yeah, they were open. It was kind of bad weather that day, but they had members as caddy only, no carts at all.
Yeah.
Unless you got some kind of medical issues.
Right.
Anyway, we're going to get to go back and play it in June. Looking forward to that.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about it. Yeah.
And then working back up toward Athens today, you may have done it. Then you got Old School, just a fantastic place, Athens Country Club, if you haven't played that one.
I've never played it. Heard it was great. How about Bubba and them's course? Is that open yet? Are they all done over there yet? You know, isn't Bubba Watson in his cruise? Yeah, they're building some high end deal there. Yeah,
yeah, that's what seems to be built on that. But anyway, looking forward to golf, man. It is incredible where we are with TPC over Masters in 2 or 3 weeks, and this weather's throwing some wrinkle in some of the warm season grasses. Thank goodness Augusta's all cool seasons. So that won't really affect it much at all. So looking forward to it. I'll make sure to call you 2 or 3 times as soon as I can when I get in from the morning duty, best I can.
You got to hydrate, buddy. You got to hydrate. Hey, before I let you go, are you going into the tournament games Thursday or Saturday in Greenville? You going to be in town?
For the first time, I did not buy tickets, so I don't have plans. The weather's great this weekend. I may try to go to the lake, but I may – change my mind if my wife has plans and just go down and just pay for a ticket. But
I like it.
Based on some of the prices you told me, I don't know that I'm going to do it. We'll see.
You can do it. All right, buddy. Hey, I appreciate the fall line stuff. Great stuff.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Alan. Mike, look up fall line golf in Butler, Georgia. 100 members. You know what that means? That means that initiations, $500,000? $1 million initiation fee, maybe?
It's half up there. Million? Yeah, it's up there.
I mean, but that place looks, it's one of these places, they've got 48 holes. You're like, what? I have 48 holes. Two 18-hole golf courses, and they got a 12-hole short course. And it looks awesome. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Dr. Martin's going to join us. My great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. I know, here's the thing about Prime Lending. You got to have estimates. You want to take more than one estimate. You know, you want second opinions out there. So the fact of the matter is that if you're going to get more than one, don't just go with one company. Get two or three. I guarantee this, if you get with our friends at Prime Lending, you're going to choose them. Because by comparison to other companies, that's what they want you to do. Compare them to others. They'll set themselves off. They'll set themselves apart. So great friends over at Prime Lending. Check them out, PrimeLendingSC.com. If you have a question for the good doctor, Dr. Steve Martin, we'll have our Arthritic Sports Medicine segment when you come back right after this.
The tournament is back. The upsets are inevitable, and Underdog is the best place to get in on all the action. Now, y'all know I love playing Underdog all year long, all seasons, doesn't matter. But right now, in hoops, is the best time to play. And playing on Underdog is a cinch. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on their stats, like points, rebounds, steals, etc. If you're good at it, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash. Like I said, this is the time to get in on the games with Underdog. And right now, download the app today. Use promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/ play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-MY-RESET or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Get real value where it counts at Carolina Lawn and Tractor, family owned and operated for over 40 years. Now through April 30th, save on John Deere compact tractors with 0% financing for 84 months or up to $3,000 cash savings. All John Deere Gator XUVs have 1.9% for 36 months or 2.9% for 48 months. Visit our full parts and service facility at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's. Visit Carolina Lawn and Tractor today.
It's bow time. The only thing you want after a made-from-scratch Bojangles biscuit with juicy country ham is another one. For a limited time, get two ham biscuits for $5. That's two fluffy country ham biscuits. Cravings, meet savings. Order in the app or at Bojangles. It's bow time.
When you're injured on the job, suddenly the company you've been loyal to feels like a stranger. Navigating workers' compensation isn't just about filing a claim, it's about fighting for your livelihood. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we specialize in representing workers who have been sidelined by injury. We know the tactics insurance companies use to delay your benefits or deny your medical treatment. Don't let a workplace accident jeopardize your family's future. Get the medical care and compensation you've earned. Call us today for a free consultation at 864-343-2222. You work for them, now we work for you.
Tired of feeling sluggish, healing and recovery too slow? Discover the power of peptides, cutting-edge compounds that help boost energy, speed up healing, improve sleep, support muscle recovery, and promote vitality from the inside out. Thousands are using Low Country Male to transform their health, feel younger, and more alive. Right now, get half off your first month of peptide therapy. That's serious savings. Don't wait. Go to lowcountrymale.com and book now. Lowcountrymail.com. We know peptides.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market offers beef raised right here in the upstate, making its way from the upstate South Carolina pasture to their stores in less than 2 weeks, along with other local vendors providing raw milk, dairy products, and more. AMPM Farms is offering your family the very best. Plan your next meal with AMPM Farms. Visit them at one of their locations in Greenville, Travelers Rest, or Fountain Inn, or online at ampmfarmsbutcheryandmarket.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place in the upstate where you can voice your takes is right here on the Tiger Diagnostics phone line. 654-ROAR.
I would never put Dr. Steve Martin and Van Halen together, but we've done that. Hey, let me quickly tell you about our great friends over at All Dry, myalldry.com. I'm at a stop sign yesterday, and I see Stan and the guys in the All Dry van drive by. And that great logo of the Duck Man, that thing sticks out. You'll see that everywhere now. It's great. So one thing is I don't know anything about water damage and about mold. Like what am I looking at? So, Mike, you know how you do this. You were in construction a while, too, and so you see it. So, like, is that a big deal or not? You know, like, it happens to my car sometimes. Like, I'll take my car in, my friend Danny Prez, I go, Danny, this is happening here. And I'm thinking, oh, this is a little knock and a ping, and it's going to be fine. And then, no, man, this is major. We got to do this. I had no idea. On the other side of it, there's times where I think, man, this thing's falling apart. I'm going to have to sell this thing. I have to rebuild the transmission engine, like, and then I can take it up and go, oh, no, we needed to do this. It's like, what? I thought that was major. He goes, no, it's minor. Or if I don't think it's minor, it might be major. I don't know. Same thing with water. Same thing with mold. I don't know. But here's the good news for MyAllDry. They're going to give you a free on-site assessment and estimates. So bottom line is, let the experts take care of it for you. MyAllDry.com. 864-863-1234. 864-863-1234. Rapid response team getting out and taking care of you. To our Tiger Diagnostic guest lines, where this segment brought to you by our great friends at Arthrex and our sports medicine segment, Dr. Steve Martin, Blue Ridge Orthopedics, Prisma Health, and head orthopedic surgeon for Clemson University Athletics, and my dear friend. Good morning, Dr. Martin. How you doing?
Good morning, Mickey. I'm doing great. How about you?
I knew you're doing great because it's your attitude, too. You might not be doing great, but you think you're doing great. So that's one of the things I learned from you, Doc. I learned so much from you, but I needed you this weekend. And because, Doc, this weekend in our family, we had influenza B. We had upset stomachs. I had vertigo. We're coughing our lungs up all up and down our family. And it was like, it was awful. And then on Monday, I go get my lab work done, my yearly blood panel stuff done. And I'm so nervous because I don't like that needle thing. And the lady takes my blood pressure and said, do you have high blood pressure? I went, no, ma'am. I'm just nervous as can be right now. But I do think it's up. So with that said, Doc, if I got a little pre-hypertension in there, exercise, a little better diet, what do I need to be doing here?
So, you know, it's a great, great question. You know, I think that obviously your nerves going in, I didn't realize you're so needle phobic, but is the nerves will definitely drive your blood pressure up, right? That's a natural physiological response to, you know, stress. You know, you're out in the woods and you see a bear, your blood pressure is going up because your body's preparing to let you run, right? So that's a normal response. And so before you get worried about your blood pressure, you need multiple readings in a calm environment before you get too worried about it. But as we get older, our arteries do stiffen up a little bit. They're not as pliable. There's a lot of things we have that aren't as pliable as we get older. And our arteries are one of them. And so that your heart is pumping against a less elastic pipe, and that increases your blood pressure, both on the upper number, the systolic number, and the diastolic number. And that can be detrimental to your health. The problem with hypertension is you don't feel it, right? You don't feel bad, you know, so it's kind of disappointing to have to take a medicine when you don't even, you know, feel that you need it, right? And so that's the one thing on that. But, yes, you mentioned several things that you can do. Exercise, the American Heart Association recommends a low-sodium diet. You know, the problem with the sodium issue is that your kidneys are so responsive to what we do, and they balance the system so well that the low sodium diet probably doesn't, it may artificially lower it, but doesn't do as much as we would like to think. But a low sodium diet, exercise, and then believe it or not, we've talked about this before, but the sauna, when you go into either a dry or a steam sauna, that heat, your vessels vasodilate, which means they stretch out to allow dissipation of that heat in the body. And that makes basically, it's like you're doing exercises on your arteries. So they're able to vasodilate, and then when you come out, they constrict, and then they can vasodilate. And that keeps the arteries more elastic. And that's why there's been studies in the, you know, the Norwegian area, Finland, and areas like that, where they have less hypertension because of that.
All right, got a bunch of questions. Thank you, by the way, doctor. And I need to take care of it for sure. 1792 writes in, can you ask Dr. Martin about a ruptured long head bicep tendon in a 64-year-old man? I don't know what a long head bicep tendon is, but a ruptured, does that make sense? Long head bicep tendon?
Absolutely. Yep. So your biceps muscle, we all know it. It's our Popeye muscle, right? And so when you do curls, you're working your biceps muscle. That biceps muscle has two bony connections up at the shoulder, one all the way in at the top of the socket of the shoulder, and the other off to the side on a bone called the coracoid. And so it has like a Y connection up at the shoulder. It goes down the arm and it connects in the upper forearm to the radius bone, and it's only got one connection down at the elbow, right? And so if you rupture and you're, and I'm not going to say 64 is old because I'm older than that, but is if you rupture your long head biceps tendon up at the shoulder, you're not going to lose significant amount of strength. It's going to change the contour of the muscle. The muscle is going to look a little more, I use the term Popeye, it's going to ball up a little bit more. But because you have a second hookup over on that other bone, you're not going to lose significant strength. And generally, we treat that non-operatively. In contrast, if you tear your, and so there's a long head and a short head at the shoulder. The long head is the one that goes in and attaches to the socket, and that's the one that always tears, essentially. It, but in contrast, if you tear your biceps down at the elbow, because there's only one hookup, especially if it's your dominant arm, then we generally recommend fixing that to restore normal function to elbow flexion and twisting the hand outward, what we call supination, like doing a screwdriver. Those are important functions on a dominant arm. I've got to repair a biceps tendon at the elbow tomorrow morning, all right? But if that same gentleman had torn the long head biceps tendon at the shoulder, I would have recommended non-operative treatment.
1968, great year, a great phone number too, says restless leg syndrome, suffered with it last 5 to 7 years. My father had it as well. Finally found meds that help, Prama, Pialoxa, whatever. Is it, can you describe what's going on with restless leg syndrome?
No, not really. We don't completely understand restless leg syndrome. There's a your whole system is designed that your brain sends a signal. The signal travels along your nerves. Your nerves travel to your, you know, muscle tendon units. They have the cells will fire, contract and with these contractile sliding muscle fibers based upon, you know, electrolytes, calcium, magnesium, all these things. And that whole system sometimes is hyperactive. That's the best way to put it. And so whether, you know, what we don't understand is it coming from a hyperactive, you know, nerve system or a local hyperactive muscle system, and then you go to sleep and it's more noticeable because then it's keeping you from being able to sleep because your legs are moving and you're moving and, you know, your significant other is kicking you out of the bed and sending you over out with the dogs, right? So it's a difficult condition. Luckily, the medicines do help. They're not a perfect answer, but luckily they do help. But we don't fully understand the exact, what we call the pathophysiology of exactly what's causing restless legs.
All right, this one says, this could be a lot of things here, Doctor. 6291 says, ask Dr. Martin, my left knee doesn't support my weight after working. I was a marathon runner, also ran for years since high school back in 1985. I'm not sure that he's talking about not supporting his weight. What are we talking about here? How do you make that?
Well, we would have, you know, a list of things that we would look at, you know, everything from sometimes it's pathology at the hip, which will exhibit with a knee pain. Sometimes it can be a local weakness, a local tendon problem with your quadriceps tendon, your patella tendon. And then because of the pain, that sends a signal to the brain to take the weight off. Sometimes it can be internally within the structure of the knee, whether it's, you know, a torn meniscus, arthritis, something that's sending a signal to the brain that, hey, I don't want to keep that weight on the knee. I want to take that weight off. And so we would look at all those factors. And a marathon runner, obviously, he's put a lot of miles, you know, on the knee. So it would be the same thing when you go to Danny Presley with your car. You know, if you've got 200,000 miles, he's going to know, hey, I need to look at this, this, and this. And it would be the same kind of concept.
See, good guys. I know who to hang out with. Hang out with Dr. Martin and hang out with Danny Presley. All right, Doc, this is one for me. I had vertigo this weekend, along with all the other stuff, man. We had my influenza B with one of my kids tested for that. The other one was just vomiting all weekend, and my wife, we're coughing up our lungs, and it was just bad. The vertigo stuff, could a flu bug have done that? Is that just a sudden head movement? Because I think it's a sudden head movement I did that with. This is the second time I've had it, but it was only basically 24 hours and a lot of nausea in there. What are some of the causes? Like, what? Any chance at all that maybe some of the other bugs that were going on might have caused any of the vertigo?
So, absolutely. So, vertigo, as you just found out, is a terrible sensation. If you want to know how to feel bad, just have vertigo. And basically, what vertigo is you're sitting there not moving, but your brain tells you that you're still spinning, right? And so your brain says that your head is moving, even though your head's not moving. And so yes, it's a very the nausea is what really feels so bad with vertigo. But basically, if you remember back in your high school science class, the inner ear mechanism. And once again, there's a whole host of reasons, but in this case, you probably had a little block in your drainage out of your inner ear, what we call the eustachian tube, down into your throat, and you developed a little fluid on your inner ear mechanism. And that inner ear mechanism is shaped, remember those tubes that look kind of like a snail? Well, that fluid is still is blocked, and it's not able to have its normal movement, and that creates basically an internal gyroscope effect where your head thinks it's moving when it's not. Now, some people get vertigo without being sick. That's a little bit different. You can develop, it was kind of a neat condition, but it feels terrible, is you have little crystals, like a little salt crystal, inside that inner ear mechanism. And so when you go from, let's say, a down position to an up position, that crystal is still moving in those little tubes, giving the brain the sensation that your head is still moving, even though it's not. And so there are some techniques, manipulation techniques that your doctor can do that lets those crystals fall out of that tube and get out of the way, and it can stop that type of vertigo. But yours was most likely a buildup of inner ear fluid based upon your illness and your upper respiratory congestion and that kind of thing.
The last
but it feels bad, as you already know.
Oh, yeah. Well, there were two things. Number one, the last time I had it, it was worse, and it lasted a little bit longer. And in between my bouts of where the room would go 1,000 miles an hour, this is probably 10 years ago, but you just had to find the floor as fast as possible.
Right.
On this one, it wasn't quite as bad. So that's why I feel like it was a different situation in there. And this one, the nausea was worse. But the other time, it felt like I was just on a boat in between those stints.
Right.
And this time, I didn't feel that way. Once I was fine, except for the other things going on in my body. But that being said, Doc, here's my main major question I've ever asked you medically. Who figured out that the inner ear was our balance? Like, how in the world, whoever first discovered that, that's one of the major medical advances ever. Like, how'd you know to look in the inner ear to find our balance mechanisms?
Well, I'm gonna take you one step further, Mickey.
All right.
How about the big guy that designed all this?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? In other words, just if you ever want reassurance, look at the design of anything in nature, but just the human body. But yes, there are a lot of really brilliant people out there, a lot smarter than we are, that at one point in time figured all this stuff out without knowing exactly what it was doing. It's pretty wild.
When they put me in the ground, hopefully in about 30 or 40 years, that I'll still be baffled that the moon and the tides and how we do all that, and then the inner ear thing, man. That's just fascinating to me. Doctor, I always enjoy
it. I think we probably need to study your body because you're such a supreme specimen.
Sure.
That, you know, it'll be like studying Einstein's brain, right?
Sure. Oh, exactly, Doctor.
Exactly.
I thoroughly enjoy these segments. I enjoy your company. I hope you're doing well, and thanks. I'm looking forward to visiting with you next week.
Take care, Mickey.
All right, buddy. Dr. Steve Martin, Blue Ridge Orthopedics, Prisma Health. Head orthopedic surgeon, Clemson University Athletics. My God, I just learned so much, especially about my body because I got all these things going wrong now at 58. But, man, that guy's great. If you want other questions, I didn't get to all of your questions today, by the way, on our text line. I appreciate everybody sending those in. If you still have questions, the website to go to, orthopedia.com. Mike, you're about to turn 58. You're going to need to go to orthopedia.com more in the future.
Yes, I am.
We love that website. Also, if you're looking for a great place to work, I've got a friend of mine looking for a job right now. Arthrex.com, man. That place, free daycare and free stuff, man. That's just phenomenal. What a place. We love our great friends over at Arthrex.com, careers.arthrex.com. This company is amazing. Love that segment. Love Dr. Martin. Love Arthrex. Tech said, can we study Mickey's calves? Of course.
I didn't know you had a herd of cattle.
I do. Big hat, no cattle. Short break. We'll come back. One open phone line segment before our two third-hour guests after this.
Hi, folks. Let's talk about GLP-1s for a sec because they're everywhere. They're all over social media. They're all over your TVs, and people are talking about how wonderful they are. But the question that nobody answers is, what happens when you stop? What happens when you get off the GLP-1 shots? Because the fact of the matter is that that weight, it jumps right back on. And look, at PhD Weight Loss, they don't treat weight as a problem. They treat unwanted weight as a symptom of a deeper problem, a symptom of metabolic dysfunction. And if you don't correct that, then nothing that you do, no shot, no diet, nothing will last. The holistic person, that's what you have to treat. That's what Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team at PhD Weight Loss do. They want you to live longer and live happier and keep that weight off for life. Right now, when you call and mention Qwalk, you'll receive 2 free weeks in a program. They're going to cover the cost of your food so you can see real results with no guesswork and minimal risk. Call 864-644-1900 and mention Qwalk. That's 864-644-1900 or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Spring is around the corner, and that can only mean two important things: Clemson baseball and the busy spring real estate market. Fresh blooms, warmer days, and renewed energy make spring an exciting time here in the Upstate. The spring real estate market runs from now through the end of May, where sellers are preparing their homes to shine and buyers are eager to make a move. Clemson soccer alum Morgan Coleman is ready to assist you with all of your buying or selling needs and is always happy to talk some Clemson athletics as well. Search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started today.
Elkmont shoppers, there are only a couple of weeks left on Elkmont's lease in Powdersville. The closeout sale is going on now, 50% off or more on most items at the Powdersville location. Clothing, shoes, game day, fixtures, hangers, it all has to go. We don't have room in Clemson for the inventory, so our loss is your gain. All the brands you love, now on sale. Thank you for your support, and we hope you will continue to visit us in Clemson or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's E-L-K-M-O-N-T TradingCompany.com.
Are you looking to take your lawn to the next level in 2026? At Carolina Top Dressing, we are committed to serving the upstate and bringing golf course-type practices to your home, including aeration, top dressing, dethatching, and soil conditioning. Also, ask us about our latest top dressing amendment, Carolina Mix, or sign up for any of our turf services by visiting us at carolinatopdressing.com for your free quote. And as always, go Tigers!
I'm a Tiger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
Bold, dramatic, show-stopping, designer pieces from Turner's Jewelers are bound to astound and draw all eyes to you. From Pandora to Rolex and so much more, your favorite brands are waiting for you to wow loved ones or accent your own wardrobe or become the designer yourself. Work with our expert team to custom build captivating jewelry. When it's time to make a statement, visit turnersjewelers.com or our store in Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how.
The 2026 All-In Ball, presented by The Roar, is almost here. Join us on Friday, March 27th, as we go back to the future to raise funds for organizations doing life-changing work in South Carolina. Hop in your DeLorean and join Dabo's All-In Team Foundation for a fun night while making a difference in our community. Expect great food and drink, an impactful keynote speaker, iconic live and silent auctions, and more. Limited sponsorships and tickets are still available. Visit DabosAllInTeam.com for more information. From Doug Kingsmore Stadium to your radio, all across the upstate, Clemson baseball lives here.
1-2 pitch to Kirsch from Kanaan. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Tied him up.
105.5 and 97.5 FM, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to you, Shine. Do you need a new Munchkin?
It's Jay Reed.
Down on your That's good stuff right there. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, I like the serious Jay Reed, the talented Jay Reed. So that's good, man. Appreciate that. Pick it, Jerry. I like it. Hey, Patterson Tech Service, get it done. I told you we are 4 weeks from today. That's it. Now, if you had to file extensions, they can do all that for you. But don't mess around with it. Don't be late. You got 4 weeks. Don't mess around with it. Take care of it now. Patterson Tech Service. I talked to Russell last night. Russell and I talked last night about other things besides taxes and sports, and like he was home at a fairly decent hour last night. That's kind of crazy. I'd been home for hours and hours and hours. He was just walking in the door. But he said, I'll be back at it early in the morning. Let them take care of it for you. Our great friends over at Patterson Tax Service. Make your appointment today. Walk-ins are welcome. And if you don't have time, like, just drop them off. They'll do them for you, and you can come back and pick them up later. Love the Patterson Tax Service. 864-859-8289. They're actually ahead. Mike, when I saw him last week, I said, you got any appointments between now and April 15th? He said, I had three 20-minute appointments that are available.
In 30 days.
And that's from like 7 in the morning, 6 days a week. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Imagine being that busy. 654-ROAR, Tiger Diagnostic phone lines. Chad won a single-game season. Chad in Columbia. How you doing?
Man, can I call and give the Gamecocks a hard time a good bit? That's not the intent for today. So yesterday, some buddies of mine, the Twins and I have a bunch of good buddies in Columbia. And, you know, half of us are Clemson fans and half of us are Gamecocks. And so we're talking about doing a bracket. And so one of my Gamecocks buddies was like, hey, can we do a women's bracket as well so we can be included? You know, kind of being funny.
Yeah.
And so it got me thinking. So he said, you know, we've only made a tournament three times since I went to college. And so, Mick, that just absolutely astonished me. Like, I don't view Clemson basketball as some juggernaut. This is our third year making it in a row. And it makes the spring and it makes the year go by when you kind of have something to look forward to in the spring. Like, right before the Masters, you got NCAA tournament. And just making the tournament is like a somewhat of an accomplishment, or it used to be, right? But then I started thinking about, like, Mick, it's not that hard anymore. I mean, you got to win a couple games more than you lose in conference, and you need to schedule appropriately in the non-con. How is South Carolina – I graduated high school in 1999. How have they only made the NCAA tournament three times since then? I mean, that seems like preposterous that they couldn't be – they could be that bad.
Three times in 29 years. 28 years.
It's not like, yeah, it's not like they're Ohio State. Like, if Ohio State never made it, or Florida State, or Southern Cal, like these big, huge football blue bloods that put all, every dime and resource into football, I could kind of get it, right? But South Carolina's trash in football.
Well, give me a powerhouse that you would say it would be okay with in football. Yeah, Ohio State?
Ohio State, Texas. Something like that.
Let me give you Ohio State. Ohio State.
Yeah, look, why are you looking that up, Mick?
Yeah.
So I looked up some bottom dwellers, what programs that I thought were like would be worse in South Carolina. So Mississippi State's made it 10 times in the same period.
Dang.
Boston College has made it 7 times in the same period. Like, they're like historically horrible. And I just honestly don't. The only thing I can think of is it Dawn Staley? Like, does she bring down the men's program?
Ohio State 17 times. So explain that to me. How does Dawn Staley bring down the men's program?
I mean, attendance. Like, you can't – it's kind of like baseball. Like, Backich talked about he pushing baseball season back. Fans can't do but so much. So when baseball starts, when basketball is going on, it's hard to get fans to go to the games. Dawn Staley sells out the women's games, okay, even though tickets are like $2 each. And so they lose money on it. But regardless, like, fans can't go to – 4 home basketball games a week. You know what I'm saying? I mean, well, people have families.
Explain this to me then.
So,
how does UConn, who's been better than South Carolina tradition the last 20 years in women's basketball, how they won 3 or 4 national championships in men's basketball, and but at the same time, women's are doing so well?
Yeah, great point. Yeah, so they could do it. And my only argument against them would be they don't support football the way I guess the Gamecocks support football.
I get it.
But, like, I'm literally not bashing them, because it's not like I think the NCAA tournament is like I don't think Brownell did some amazing, like, you know, but, like, at least makes it fun as a fan, like, to have hope, like, hey, what if we won a game or two? But to make it three times in 30 years, and it's not like they'll make it next year. And so I just don't have any idea how they could possibly be that bad, and would love to get a Gamecock to call in and,
well, let me ask,
like, explain, like, do y'all just not care?
I got one other thing for you, because I came to this conclusion last night. And it's not just that they lost to Charlotte in baseball last night. It's not just that they're, 12-10 now or something, and all these sweeps. All, you know, I'm not talking about the stats of it. I looked – you saw the pictures online. You saw the tweets about it. I mean, there weren't 200 people in those stands. And I came to the conclusion last night that they're going to fire him, like, any day now. You can't continue this. You got Arkansas coming to town this weekend, top five in the country, and there won't be – that's one that 10 years ago, this would be the biggest secret series weekend, a weekend in series in Illinois College Baseball, and there would be 8,000. And I'm telling you, there weren't 200 people there last night.
Mick, so I went to went to gymnastics Friday night, and when I waited in line for, you know, my daughter to get like a icy, there were more people in line for the icy, Italian ice, than there were.
How was gymnastics? How was it? Did you enjoy it?
It's our third year going. I was kind of surprised, Mick. So the first 2 years we went, it was literally like I couldn't see an open seat. And I know we had softball right before. I know we had baseball right after. And, you know, the men were playing North Carolina. I think it was North Carolina, like at 9. So we had a lot going on as a fan base. There was still probably 1,000 seats. That just kind of surprised me, just because the first 2 years you couldn't find a seat.
Right.
And so but yeah, Mick, they got. I think he's definitely fired, like, instantly. Yeah. And I would you know, I mean, you're going to have to buy him out. And, I mean, what a just awful hire that was. I mean, you bring him out of retirement and you give him a buyout, and I think he's making like $1.5 million a year, like maybe more than Backage. So, I mean, that was – and then last thing for you. You know they're still paying Ray Tanner $1 million a year to be a, like a consultant to the AD or consultant to the president?
Yeah.
I mean, dude's going to be getting state retirement. So, you know, like you've mentioned your wife is a educator, right? Going to be on the state pension plan. State taxpayers are going to be paying Ray Tanner like $300,000 or $400,000 a year in retirement. And look what he's done the last 15 years in the South Carolina football program.
Here's what Ray Tanner's consulting the president on right now.
Yeah.
On how not to do it. Let me show you what I did. Because there's two ways to teach it, right? Like I learned as a kid, my mom and dad would teach me, like, you could do it. I could teach you how not to do it, too. You can learn from it. I can teach you how to do it and also learn from my mistakes to teach you how not to do it. And so Ray right now is saying, hey, I made this mistake one time. Y'all don't do that. Like, don't do it that way.
They won two national championships that were basically played on YouTube. Like, it wasn't even on ESPN, I don't think. And because of that, and, you know, arguably the third or fourth sport in college athletics, they gave this dude a king's ransom, and he literally wrecked their entire athletic program. Get your thoughts on it, bud.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. I hate to pile on him, but that crowd last night or yesterday, that was it. That was it. That was the end of the end. The beginning of the end was when he made a bad hire. The middle of the end was getting swept every game, all these games last year, and not doing it then. You know, when I hired him, I said, this guy can go one of two ways. Like, his experience as a national championship coach, and he can be a bridge to somebody else. Or if it goes bad, like, it's going to go really, really bad. And I had no idea it could go this bad. But he, like, he's also going to be paying for, like, if in baseball they're bad. But if Beamer was 8-4 instead of 4-8, and if Lamont Paris was in the NIT or else on, you know, on the bubble, he might get away. But they got to fire somebody. I mean, there's got to be a sacrificial lamb out there somewhere.
They've also got an integrity issue on how they're reporting their attendance for baseball. If they're saying 5,000 people were in that stadium last night.
Got to be tickets sold or whatever, whatever your policy is and all that. But to Chad's point, original point is, in the last 28 years, they made the NCAA basketball tournament three times. Like, that's unacceptable. You can't do that. Let me give you a glimpse. In a tougher league traditionally, Clemson over the last 29 years has made the NCAA tournament 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. This is the 10th time. 10 out of 29. Every third year. You can put up with that. I think that's acceptable. And that's Clemson being not a basketball team, and all. I don't understand that. I think Chad makes a great point. Like, that's not 3-30. One every 10 years is not acceptable. One every 3 years is acceptable. And then what's happening to baseball, man? I get how tough it is in football, and the baseball is very, very tough. But your baseline of where you started from, it wasn't a complete rebuild. Like, look at the facilities. Look at the history. Look at the tradition. Look at the support. They're dying for it over there. And I just think that's a – you got to make a statement. He has to fire him. Like, they're going to get swept this weekend against Arkansas, and I think you got to fire him Monday. Like, Sunday night, you got to fire him. You can't – you have to send a message to your fans that this is not acceptable. You kept Lamont Paris, and I understand it, but part of the ways you kept Lamont Paris is because, hey, we got to pay him more. I want to pay the buyout. We got to give the players more. But in a way, when you don't fire, what you're saying is, you know, we're okay with that. Not that we're all the way okay with it, but we're not going to fire him. Like, we're not ultimately upset. He's not paying the ultimate price. Like, that's okay. But you had three kids, right?
I have four now.
Yeah, your grandkid.
I mean, I've got my daughter-in-law and a grandkid. Oh, okay. Five. Kids.
But you raised three.
Raised three kids.
We know this. Like, what is allowed will be done. Right? Like, in any kind of discipline situation, if you allow it, it's going to happen. And you've allowed it in football, baseball, and basketball in South Carolina. And that's just amazing to me. There has to be accountability. Because if not, then you're sending a message to your fan base that we want the best from you. We want more money from you. We want more support from you. We want more passion from you. But we're not going to demand it of our coaches, because we're just going to keep paying them millions and millions and millions of dollars. And we're not going to fire them. I mean, I don't get that. Gamecock Russ says, Mickey, there'll be more Arkansas fans than South Carolina fans this weekend, and we'll definitely get swept. You can't have that. Like, there has to be accountability in there. All right. A short break. I appreciate that. Texas said, let them fire him and promote Monty as an interim. He wins a few games, he's next head coach. That's just as bad. Monty Lee's making a ton of money now. And I like Monty Lee. I can't bash Monty at all. I like him a lot. But he's not the answer there. He wasn't the answer to keep around. Like, none of this is the answer. Ray can tell us how not to do things. And the bad part of it is, Ray Tanner's national championship pedigree, his lasting memory, is tarnished forever because of how bad he was in AD. Should have put him in that position. Hour number three when you come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.